had a big project coming up here at Venture English, and we thought we were pretty much on schedule. We still had a couple weeks before the project deadline. But it turns out that 2 weeks wasn't enough. In fact, it turns out that the project wouldn't be finished at all. Our plans were to develop a weekend seminar for students. With the onset of COVID-19, it turns out that people shouldn't meet in close quarters. So for now, it turns out that we'll have to stay online. I'm Paul Preston, and this is 3-Minute English, a podcast in English, about English, for English learners. When I told you about our project, did you hear me use the phrase, "it turns out"? This is a very common phrase among native English speakers, but I think it is very rarely taught in the language classroom. Using this phrasal verb tends to be difficult for non-native speakers. I think that is because the meaning of this phrasal verb is vague and unclear. So, what does it mean? Well, to turn out refers to a realization of the final result of something. Interestingly, this verb often refers to a result that is different or even opposite of what people expect. For example, I thought we were late to the party, but it turns out we got there 30 minutes early. In this case, our actual arrival was different from what we had expected or thought. Using the expression, "it turned out," shows the listener that the actual result was different from the expected result. Of course, just using the conjunction "but" would do the same thing. However, adding "it turned out" really accentuates this difference between expectation and reality. That's what makes this phrase and phrasal verb so difficult to use. It really doesn't have a strict meaning on its own. Its purpose is just to accentuate a difference between what is expected and what actually happened. Often we use it at the beginning of a sentence or at the beginning of an independent clause to show that we are making this comparison. Native speakers use this phrase all the time, but ESL learners rarely seem to use this phrase. It's a good one to learn and practice because using it correctly is an effective way to build nuance into your sentences. Naturally, your English is going to sound better. If you have a topic you would like me to discuss on 3-Minute English, come to our website at ventureenglish.com and leave a comment on the podcast page. That's venturenglish.com. You can also email me at paul@ventureenglish.com. I look forward to hearing from you. And while you're at our website, sign up for free to become a member and take advantage of our English study materials. You can even take one of our interactive courses. Finally, check out our YouTube channel for programs on study tips, conversation, grammar, fluency, and coaching. And we've also launched another podcast called Where Did That Come From?, which is about word origins and phrase origins in English. It really helps you to remember those phrases when you know the origin. I'm Paul Preston. Thanks for joining me on 3-Minute English.